At the January 13th Pocahontas County Broadband Council meeting, it was announced that they would only apply for the ReConnect Round 3 broadband grant. At their last meeting, they had said they would likely apply for both the ReConnect and the American Rescue Plan State Broadband Grant, or ARPA. At this meeting, both Ravanna Beasley and Mike Holstein said that the ReConnect grant offers the most broadband coverage for the county and will be easier for an internet service provider to work with. So the decision was made to apply only for the ReConnect Round 3 grant. Sarah Raleigh announced that Sarah Guyette of the Snowshoe Resort has been forced to resign from the Broadband Council due to scheduling conflicts with her position at Snowshoe. She asked that Ryan Krofcheck, a digital marketing specialist at Snowshoe Mountain Resort, take her place on the Broadband Council. The council voted to make this appointment. Regarding the Appalachian Regional Commission's grant, or ARC, which was approved back in September, it was announced that the required environmental studies are progressing, and once they are complete and approved by the state, they will have the go-ahead to proceed with construction. Sarah Raleigh said that the only ISP to apply to build that project is CityNet, and it will be on the county commission's agenda for their January 18th meeting to approve CityNet as the official ISP for the ARC project. Sarah Raleigh also brought up the issue of the county retaining shared ownership with CityNet regarding the ARC broadband service. She said they were looking at Roan County as a model of how that can be done. John Tuggle of Region 4 assured Raleigh that CityNet will work this out with them and that he will keep the Broadband Council informed about this. County Commissioner Jesse Grossclose told the council that he's learned from the West Virginia Public Service Commission, or PSC, that they now have some oversight authority over broadband, although their website still says they don't have that. He said the West Virginia legislature gave them some authority over broadband last year, although it needs to be strengthened by the legislature this year. John Tuggle agreed that the legislature needs to provide the PSC with, quote, more teeth over broadband than they gave them last year. Sarah Raleigh said that State Delegate Del Nestor has informed her that legislation regarding technology infrastructure is being considered in the West Virginia House of Delegates, and Delegate Linville is chairman of the committee that is considering this. Kara Rose suggested that the council develop written talking points to brief the legislature about the council's legislative needs and suggestions, and then visit the legislature with that list once specific legislation is defined. Council members made several suggestions to be included in this legislative briefing, including the legislature needs to establish a fund pool to help smaller counties meet local matching fund requirements for grants. The legislature needs to pass loan guarantees for county and local governments to build broadband infrastructure, and they need to give the PSC more power over broadband. Mike Holstein said we are still waiting to hear anything about our NTIA grant application, but CityNet is helping with the ReConnect grant application, which is due in a few weeks. Regarding broadband in the upper end of the county, Holstein said CityNet recently met with the Spruce Knob Seneca Rocks Telephone Company, or SKSRT, but not a lot was worked out since SKSRT is still regrouping. But they did tell them that they probably won't apply for any state broadband grants. Holstein said the good news is that under the ReConnect grant, CityNet could service any customers in the SKSRT area who are not already serviced by SKSRT. The meeting ended after a brief discussion about placing easier-to-understand maps on the council's website that show existing and proposed broadband service. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.